We want to welcome all of you today to our host, and we are at the Adventures Unlimited today for our services, and so we want to thank you for coming.
And I want to share with you a call to worship from Psalm 93, and I want you to listen as I read that to you. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. The throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness belongeth to thine house, O Lord, forever. This is one of these spots, and there are several locations in the Old Testament where the Bible says that the waves cry out their praise to the Lord. And it's kind of an interesting combination of waves and praise to God. I know that whenever we go out to the Gulf of Mexico, it's a beautiful sound. Just sitting out there, listening to the seagulls fly by, but listening to the wave action, just wave after wave coming in. And the key to that is the repetition. The constant repetition of sound as the waves come in, that is how they are to praise God, speaking to the nation of Israel. And this psalm here makes the majesty of the Lord redound with glory because the waves, the floods, coming in consistently and constantly repeat the same thing, that he is worthy to be praised. We need to, I think, as believers in Christ, get into a pattern where we're constantly repeating, not in the sense of vain repetition, but in the sense of heart repetition. Praise and glory to the Lord. This is Thanksgiving week. And we're going to join together today. We're going to have some good food. On Thursday, I'm assuming you're going to have good food, unless the turkey gets burnt, and then it's off to Denny's. So I don't know. That's about the only place that's open on Thanksgiving Day. Or you can wait and go to Gator's on Friday for Black Friday and have you some mullet. That might be an alternative. But I want to encourage you this week, every day, to repeat throughout the day the glory of God, his majesty, the fact that he is worthy to receive praise, the fact that our hearts and minds are knit with his, and he chose out of the goodness of his grace to send his son. We need to repeat that back to him. It will help us, and it will bring glory to him. And so I want to encourage you, read Psalm 93, and then encourage your heart by repeating the praises of the Lord to his name throughout this week as we approach Thanksgiving Day.